American butter. What kind of bread would that be?
Oh.
What I eat for breakfast?
Hot cakes.
And if you made those, what would you make them out of? What kind of flour?
Just plain flour. I would. I don't use stir fries, and so it had to be just plain flour. You would put flour, baking powder, like I said before, and eggs and whatnot, and you make the.
Would you use wheat flour with it?
Yeah, wheat flour.
And if you went to the store, you might buy two what's of flour?
Two bags of flour. It comes in bags of boxes or pounds. Don't you mean 2 pounds?
And what would you use to make the bread that is not made with baking powder or soda? It comes in a small little packet and it's dry. You said that you make your donuts with it. And now, what's the center part of an egg called?
A yolk.
And what's the other part called? What are the other parts?
The white.
And is there another part of the egg besides that?
No, it's just the yolk and the white. Yellow and the white, and the yolk is the white. Is the red the yellow?
And
the egg white, the other part is white.
Is it ever called white anything else? Or what's it all in?
A shell.
And now, if you cook them in hot water, you boil them. You say you have boiled.
When you cook them in hot water, you have boiled eggs.
And if you crack them and you let them fall out of the shell into the water, what kind of?
Poached eggs.
And now, how do you make this?
You can do it with a pan, but most of them have poachers. It's just a little thing the size of an egg. You put oil in it, and so it won't stick. And you put it in the water. It sits over the water. Matter of fact. You crack the egg in it, and it's just cooked that way. It don't be. That's for people that have bad stomachs.
Is that what it's good for?
Yeah. You don't supposed to get no grease or no oil in your stomach. It puts your eggs.
Now,
and some people just like them that way.
Is that how you eat them?
No, I don't like them poached.
What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat you might boil with greens?
Fat back.
And then. And if it had no lean at all, what would you?
That would be fat back.
And if you had a good bit of lean, what would you call it?
Streak of lean.
And now what's the difference then? Is that if you just had a little lean, or what's the amount of lean? How does it make a difference?
Fat back is something you use just for really for boiling. And streak of lean, you can eat it fried like you can for breakfast bacon. You know, you can cook it that way. But fat back, it's just something that's useless unless you're going to boil with it. Season your food with it.
So if you just had a little bit of lean in it, what would you call it?
Well, it's still streak of lean. If it's any lean, it's a streak of lean.
All right. And what do you call a part of a hog between the shoulder and the ham?
The middling.
And the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs, what do you call it?
A bacon.
And the edge of the bacon, you might cut off before you slice it if you if you didn't buy it sliced.
Bacon end, is what we call it.
And then the kind that you buy and slice thin, that you buy it as whole, but it's not already sliced.
Slab bacon.
And what would you call the trimmings that you might slice up and grind and season with? You need to stuff them in a casing or wrap them.
A sausage.
And what would you call a person?